From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The restaurant industry has no doubt been one of the hardest hit during the pandemic. In fact, in a LendingTree survey of more than 1,000 Americans, half of them say a restaurant they loved has gone out of business in the past year. AgriMarketing.com reports, besides mandated shutdowns that forced restaurants in some areas to stay closed for periods of times, they're also feeling the changing consumer behaviors, including those who've been avoiding or cutting back on indoor dining. Congress got a clearer picture of President Biden's trade agenda when the Senate Finance Committee questioned Katherine Tai, Biden's newly approved U.S. Trade Representative. According to AgWeb.com, Tai discussed the ongoing pursuit to enforce the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, but also the stance the Biden administration will take when addressing China. Tai says she was America's chief enforcer against China's unfair trade practices, experience she'll use once she settles into her new post. The California Avocado Commission has updated the forecast for its fiscal year 2020-21 to 292 million pounds, an 8% reduction from its preseason estimate, but in the range of an average crop size. Fall and winter weather events, including heavy winds, resulted in the slight forecast change, with the reduction occurring in the preseason months. California avocado peak season is expected during a 15-week period from late April through August. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.